Well, as far as we are concerned, because we know the government of the Republic of South Sudan is committed absolutely to cooperation agreement, which actually forms the basis for improving relations between Sudan and South Sudan. And this agreement is a very important agreement because it guarantees the future of peace between the two countries. And therefore, any moves that undermines this agreement is actually spoiling the relations and making difficulties for the neighbors to move forward. And this is why we urge the Republic of Sudan that really allowing some of these Janjaweeds and others to come into unity state and cause havoc, in fact, is unacceptable. They spoil relations. And I think that must be heeded to the Republic of Sudan.
One of the top-ranking officials of the Sudan's armed forces says that Sudan will not interfere in the internal affairs of South Sudan and that the warming relations between the two countries will be maintained. There are other reports that some of the rebels are being trained in Sudan, recently attacking Bentiu. What is your government's stance about all these reports going around?
Yes, these are the people we are accusing to be spoiling the relationship between the two countries, because the attacks now come from the northern part of our country and they come from the Republic of Sudan, and that's why we are urging the Sudan government to be alert. We know that South Sudan is committed to have good relations with the Republic of Sudan, and we are doing everything in our power to improve that relationship. But allowing the Janjaweed and the ethnic groups like Maseria to come and people train and well-armed and attack some of our oil fields in Unity State, like what they did in Bentiu with a lot of massacre, definitely this doesn't all go well. And that's why we are urging Sudan to check its side of the border in order to enhance, to make sure that no hostile elements are allowed come into the Republic of South Sudan and cause havoc.
Has Juba officially petitioned Khartoum about its concerns regarding some of these that you've enumerated?
No, we have not yet talked to them officially, because we believe that the reason good environment between the two presidents, President Salva Kiir Mayardit and President Omar al-Bashir, that they communicate to each other. We believe that those doors are still open. I'm sure as the leadership, they will make telephone messages between themselves and try and see this, discuss some of these things so that they are put into proper order that falls in line with the spirit of building good relations between the two countries. And I believe that South Sudan is still committed that we build our relations on good relationship, and therefore there are other diplomatic avenues that are being used now so that this error is quickly corrected so that it doesn't damage the good relations that the two countries are building up.
So in the future, do you expect a stronger diplomatic and bilateral ties between Juba and Khartoum?
Well, we will be having conversations on all these issues as we proceed to implement the terms of the cooperation agreement. These are issues that will come up in our conversation so that things are identified clearly and those areas where the building good relationship is being damaged is quickly corrected and removed. So I believe we will continue to discuss everything on the table in a spirit of that we want to do good for both of us. And then I think that is the cornerstone why our President Salva Kiir Mayardit and President Salva Kiir and President Omar Bashir of Sudan are in communication in order to underscore the importance of good bilateral relations and good neighborliness. And that is the spirit.